Welcome to this edition of the SKNAS Week in Review, where we recap major government activities over the past week. Coming up, St. Christopher National Trust mounts exhibition on the life of Sir Kennedy. All Ross University students cleared of COVID-19. Taiwan provides further support for capital projects, and St. Kitts and Nevis Robotics Association plans outreach activities. Those stories and more are next on the SKNAS Week in Review for the period July 17 to 23, 2020. Hello and welcome. Prime Minister and Minister of National Security Dr. The Honorable Timothy Harris engaged with members of the St. Kitts Nevis Defence Force over the past week. The session was attended by the rank and file of Bravo Company, often referred to as the Reserves Corps. The men and women highlighted several issues, including scholarship opportunities for reserve officers, additional training courses, improving the cadet corps, and more. Prime Minister Harris said that the interaction was very productive and pledged that the issues expressed will be addressed. He also commended the officers for their service.
In fact, without you, the state of security in the country would not be as good as it is now. It is well known that St. Kitts and Nevis is experiencing one of the lowest crime rate, and we want to keep it that way. I want to, in particular, recognize the special tasks that you would have had to perform during the course of the year and how they have added value to the peace and safety of the country.
Discussions concerning the reopening of the borders to regional and international flights are continuing in St. Kitts and Nevis. Extensive adjustments will have to be made to mitigate against the spread of the coronavirus. The Ministry of Tourism is working with businesses and individuals in the service industry to ensure that they are trained in the necessary protocols. On Tuesday's edition of the Leadership Matters virtual town hall series, Minister of Tourism, the Honorable Lindsay Grant, said the training is mandatory.
The businesses, the restaurants, or the bars who do not avail themselves of the training facilities in conjunction with NIOC and the tourism stakeholders will not be allowed to open. It is just as very simple as that. Because after the training exercises, you're going to get a certification, and the bars and the restaurants that don't have those certifications will not be allowed to open. It is very, very simple, because we have to protect the health and the well-being of our citizens.
Officials from the National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA, will engage representatives of the St. Kitts and Nevis Chamber of Industry and Commerce to discuss the matter of volunteers not being paid by their employers while performing national duties. On Tuesday, National Disaster Coordinator Abdia Samuel said national service should be appreciated.
This is critical. When we are impacted, these are the individuals who respond quickly and help us to rebuild the country. And at the end of the day, the business sector also benefits from their efforts.
The Republic of China, Taiwan has stepped forward once again to support St. Kitts and Nevis' national development agenda. On Thursday, a variety of seeds, including peppers, tomatoes, watermelon, cabbage, corn, and others, were presented to the Ministry of Agriculture. This donation was preceded by a presentation of funds on July 17. At that time, His Excellency Tom Lee, Taiwan's resident ambassador, presented a check valued at US$2 million that will go towards the continuation of the Old Road Bay Rehabilitation Project. A second check valued at US$370,000 will support the completion of the large Otley's Multipurpose Community Center. Ambassador Lee said the relationship between the allied countries remains strong.
Taiwan cherishes the relationship with St. Kitts and Nevis. And our government will continue to work with the government of St. Kitts and Nevis to further deepen the relationship for the benefit of our two great peoples.
The Water Services Department is upgrading the existing pipeline in St. Paul's. On Monday, crews were busy replacing the cast iron pipelines with PVC material that is more durable. Ryan Phillip is the assistant water engineer.
Right now, the Water Services Department found the ideal opportunity to replace these pipelines in conjunction with Surrey Paving, who is undertaking a island main road rehabilitation project. So many of our existing pipelines run directly underneath the island main road. Some cut across the main road in the St. Paul's area that we're located right now. We saw the opportunity to take out the cast iron pipes and replace them with PVC before Surrey Paving would come through and resurface the road.
On Wednesday, the St. Christopher National Trust unveiled an impressive exhibit chronicling the life and the legacy of the Federation's only living national hero, Dr. The Right Excellent and Right Honorable Sir Kennedy Simmons. The concept for the exhibition began in October 2019. Organizers said that the pieces are designed to educate and engage people while bringing awareness to the trust and its functions. Sir Kennedy said he was extremely grateful.
I feel extremely honored to be part of this ceremony this morning and to be, in essence, at the forefront of the exhibition, which will continue. And to you, the audience, thank you so much for being here. And I hope you enjoy the exhibition, and I hope that the young people who you will bring, send, encourage to come, etc., will also enjoy this exhibition.
All 124 students attending Thoreau's University School of Veterinary Medicine, who arrived in St. Kitts and Nevis on July 8 to continue their studies, were cleared of COVID-19 and officially released from quarantine on Wednesday. Dr. Hazel Laws is the chief medical officer.
They would have come into country exactly 2 weeks ago. Before arrival, they were tested, and only those who got negative RT-PCR tests were allowed to travel. And then upon arrival, again, they were tested, and then they were all negative. Today, day number 14, earlier this morning, day number 14, they were sampled, the samples were processed, all results negative. And so as I speak, they are being officially discharged from quarantine, and they are now free to integrate into our society.
And finally, the St. Kitts Robotics Association is seeking to grow its membership. The association has plans to implement an after-school robotics program in September, which will expose interested students to the workings of the group. Dr. Ricardo Neal, the association's founder and chairman, said that while it is likely a natural fit for persons interested in science, technology, engineering, and math, all are welcomed.
Over the years, we have recognized that you do have persons who function in the arts. And so that's why we have STEAM, so Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math. So the association focuses on STEAM, right? So for persons who are inclined in the English literature and drama and those things, we still have those persons in.
That's all for this edition of the SKNAS Week in Review. I'm Ian Richards.